A heat wave has descended across the entire state of Michigan, and Washtenaw County is now predicting an extreme heat watch for the next few days. And during these potentially dangerous temperatures, there are several places to cool off here in our county, including additional sites that have now been added to the list. So we're going to show you how to keep cool in the heat. Hannah Lane joining us. She is the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development Communications Specialist. And Hannah, it is really worrisome when we have high heat like this, high humidity, and there are people out there who maybe don't have air conditioning, or some people don't have a home either, and we're very concerned about the most vulnerable among us. It's great to see that the county has thought about this. Tell us a little bit about these cooling centers. What exactly is a cooling center?
Yeah, it is really worrisome. A cooling center is basically a welcoming space that people can go to during the hottest hours of the day. It's available for just a quick respite, or, you know, long respite to cool off and stay safe and get back to normal temperatures and just have a comfortable place to hang out during the day when it's so hot outside.
Are there any amenities there? Obviously, air conditioning is the biggest one, right?
There isn't any locked in amenities that we can say blanket for all of the cooling sites, but staff will be on site at the county cooling sites if anyone needs anything or anything like that.
All right. So how many cooling sites are there? Because I know you've added three more to the regular list, and I do want you to go through the list. I know it's extensive, but I think it's worthwhile to let people know exactly where these are and kind of what the protocol is to engaging with a cooling center. So how many are on your list, first of all?
Sure. So as our typical cooling list has 16 locations that are around the county, not just in Washington or in Ann Arbor and Ipsy. They're mainly like locations like the public library. Obviously, Ann Arbor has five library locations located all around the city. So you can go to any of those locations from 10 a.m. or to 8 p.m. daily to cool off and hang out. We're also included places like the Chelsea Library, the Dexter Library, Manchester Library, Milan Library, Northville Library, Saline Library, the Salem South Lyon Township Library, and then all of the Ipsy District Libraries too.
Yeah, there are three in Ypsilanti as well there. And I do want to mention in Ann Arbor, it's the downtown Main Branch on South Fifth Avenue, the Mallets Creek Branch on East Eisenhower Parkway, the Pittsfield Branch is on Oak Valley Drive, Traverwood is on Traverwood Drive, the Westgate Branch in the Westgate Shopping Center there off of Jackson Ave, and then as you mentioned, the smaller towns are participating as well. So let's start with the libraries, first of all, and we'll talk about some of the other locations in a moment. But what kind of is the protocol? Is there anything in particular? Do you just walk in? What do you need to do?
You know, you don't need to do anything. You can utilize the space as much or as little as you'd like during normal business hours. Find a comfy place to sit. Use the drinking fountains and grab a book maybe if you're looking for something to do. But nope, there's no protocol. You can just come right in and enjoy.
Oh, that's great. So you've added three other locations as well. Where are those?
This week we are publicizing or encouraging people to come to the Towner Human Services Building, which is on Towner Street in Ypsilanti, the Learning Resource Center, which is on Washtenaw Ave in Ann Arbor, and the Downtown Ann Arbor Administration Building for Washtenaw County. And all three of these buildings will have staff present if you need anything. And I will also add that all Washtenaw County office buildings are open for people to come and hang out in the lobbies. But these three are, will be staffed and anticipating a little bit of a higher turnout.
Okay. So that's when the county buildings are open, which is 8:30 to 5 p.m. And this will be it started on Monday. It'll run through Thursday, July 2nd. Obviously, the county buildings are closed down then for Friday and the weekend with the 4th. And then the other places that we mentioned, the libraries, they've got various hours. Most of them are into the early evening hours, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening, I see on this list. But some are a little bit earlier, so you might want to check with your local library if you plan on doing this. What about the weekend, though? I mean, are the libraries open over the holiday weekend?
That's a great question. I would check with the individual libraries, but this is a ever-changing situation. So the county is currently considering and responding to this and looking at the forecast. And in the past, we have opened up county buildings on holiday weekends and regular weekends when there has been extreme temperatures. So hopefully, regardless, there will be somewhere people can go.
We're talking with Hannah Lane. She is with the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. She's a communication specialist there. And we're talking about the county's response to the very high heat that we are under advisory on. Big heat watch now for the next few days. And it really kicks off at noon today. But we're already feeling it this morning. It's already oppressive out there. Can't imagine what it's like for someone who's already struggling, Hannah, who might not have enough food, obviously. Maybe not even a place to live, but if they do, they might not have air conditioning. What is that situation like for these vulnerable individuals in our community?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important because hot weather can be just as dangerous as cold weather. So in these times, it's really important that people know what their resources are and what they can do. Something that the Delanis Center does, which is our local shelter here in Washtenaw County, during these times of extreme heat, they have a policy called weather amnesty, where they allow people to utilize the shelter all day long during the daytime hours. I don't believe that's their typical policy. So basically the shelter itself turns into a cooling center during times where the heat index is 90 degrees or above. So if that temperature gets hit this week, which we know it will, Delanis will open its doors as an additional cooling shelter as well. So if you are experiencing homelessness, feel free to head over to Delanis during the day and they will have resources and a place where you can go there.
That's great.
Yeah, if you need information, you can call the Delanis Center at 734-662-2829. And if you are experiencing homelessness, your first step should be calling Housing Access for Washtenaw County, the Hawk Call Center at 734-961-1999.
I'm going to have you repeat both of those numbers again. I'll do the first one. The Delanis Center, which is our homeless shelter, it's located at 312 West Huron Street in downtown Ann Arbor. So as you heard Hannah say, they'll be activating this weather amnesty during the extreme heat event. And that's when the heat index reaches 90 degrees or above. They're going to open up extra space, as you heard her say there, and serve as a cooling center. You can call them at 734-662-2829. That's 662-2829. Let's talk a little bit more about Hawk. We're so fortunate to live in a county that really cares about these populations and that we have this vast array of services, but you have to know about them in order to utilize them. What is Hawk exactly?
Sure. So Hawk is basically your first step if you're experiencing any kind of housing insecurity. You don't need to be homeless. You don't need to be experiencing some active, like, devastating situation. If you are scared or unsure of what's going to happen with your housing situation, I suggest giving Hawk a call. They're a call center that's staffed during business hours. And basically, they will get your case started and then refer you down the pipeline to get you exactly where you need to go, depending on your current situation. So they, you know, take calls and they triage and they get you on connected with someone who can help your specific situation.
Oh, that's marvelous. What is that phone number again, Hannah?
Yeah, it's 734-961-1999. And I'll repeat it. It's 734-961-1999.
That's marvelous. How long have you been with the county now?
I've been with the county for 3.5 years.
And do you find your work rewarding?
I do. I do find my work rewarding. I'm a social worker by trade. So, you know, coming and sharing on about resources and things is just like what I feel like the work's all about.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. I hope you have a marvelous 4th of July. And thank you for sharing this information with our listeners here on 1290 WLBY. It's so important. And we do care about our community. And we hope everyone stays safe and cool during these very hot days coming up. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, thank you, Lucy.
Hannah Lane from the Office of Community and Economic Development through Washtenaw County on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.